Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo teachers are holding a solidarity rally in front of City Hall before tonight's school board meeting to call attention to lack of a contract. Teachers Federation President Phil Rumor joining us live. Phil, what is the latest on this? Have there been any negotiations?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. This has been, since I've been president, this has been the worst that I've ever seen Buffalo teachers treated. Let me give you an example. It's like they've given us the back of the hand. Under a contract, we're supposed to begin negotiations in January. We sat down with them in April, and where you do ground rules, where you agree to the rules of how you're going to negotiate. After making some of the changes to the ground rules that we've had for years, the district got, we got to the one which says both sides will agree to future meetings, two future tentative meetings. And the district said no. I said, what do you mean no? How are you going to negotiate? No. I said, you're not going to agree to two tentative meetings in advance? They said no. So about that time, we said, well, we're going to leave and let you reconsider that. We came back in April and said, all right, what do you need? We have not had any negotiating sessions since then. As a matter of fact, they've given nice raises to their senior staff, but they have adamantly refused to set up a date. And then when they did set up a date with us for, you know, in another 2 weeks, they said, we're not going to negotiate ground rules. That's like playing baseball without rules.
How did you get to this point? Because it seems like it was not that long ago that we were talking about a little bit of a happier time where there was a contract agreement for the first time in a decade.
I have no idea what's going on. Obviously, they're looking for a confrontation. It obviously appears that they're looking for a confrontation. I mean, how can you... Our contract says we're supposed to begin in January. We haven't started yet. Yet they've seen fit to give their senior staff nice raises, which we don't have any problems with. But they haven't even agreed to sit down with us. As a matter of fact, I gave them a whole bunch of dates like about a month ago. And they said, oh, we can't set dates because some of our people are on vacation. I mean, that's just basically what they're saying is, hey, we don't care about you. And I think they're looking to have a confrontation, unfortunately.
Phil, what is the climate like right now with unions, especially with the UAW strike on against General Motors, even the spot coffee labor dispute just a month or so ago?
Well, you know, something, workers are becoming even more united because of many of the things that are going on in this country nowadays. We thought that with the superintendent and the board that this was going to be a much better time for us. Obviously, something has changed, seriously changed there. I mean, when you have somebody that's going to supposed to start negotiations in January, and they haven't started yet, and we've sent them letter after letter. We've even filed an improper practice against them with PERB and an impasse. We've never had to do anything like that before. This is unprecedented that they've treated us like this. Can you imagine sitting down and refusing to agree to the rules of how you're going to negotiate? It's incredible.
So what is the scene going to be like tonight? What type of support will you have, and what is the message you're hoping to send?
Well, the message that we're hoping to send is we're going to have a few teachers from each one of the schools, and we're going to be protesting in front of a waterfront where the meeting is going to be. But what we're demonstrating is that, look, we're tired of this. We're tired of getting the back of the hand. Teachers are united. We're not going to put up with this. If you think you're breaking our solidarity, if you think you're going to break us and weaken us for negotiations, you got the wrong union for that. That's like... It's just not going to happen.
Were the raises to senior staff, is that where you're rallying around that point there, for fairness?
The major point to us is that, A, we were supposed to begin negotiations in January. We then sat down in April and they refused to agree to the ground rules then that we would say that we would set up future meetings. Can you imagine, how do you negotiate when you're sitting across from somebody and they say, when we say, all right, we've changed some of the ground rules for you that you wanted, that we've been using for years, but they say they're not going to agree to the ground rule that says they're going to, both sides are going to agree to two tentative dates to negotiate. You can't negotiate if you're not going to sit down and say, look, let's pick out the next dates we're going to negotiate. And then month after month after month, you try to get negotiations started, and you get excuse after excuse. It's sort of like they're giving it a back of the hand, and they're trying to, it appears to the teachers, is they're trying to start a confrontation. And obviously, if that's what they want, they'll get it.
How do you see this all ending?
Well, we're going to hopefully we'll have PERB coming in here. That's the Public Employment Relations Board, to have somebody come in here and say, look, at this is ridiculous. I don't know of too many unions. I don't know of any unions, actually, that don't have ground rules and that have to wait for month after month after month and have excuse after excuse after excuse as to why they won't even sit down at the table with you. And then when they do, they say, well, you know, we're not going to agree to the ground rules. That's obviously, they're trying to have a confrontation. Otherwise, why would you do something like this?
Phil, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you. That's Phil Rumore, president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.